Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning, which is continuing with its coverage of Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin. And now ministers fear that the timing is not right for a heave against the Taoiseach. Senior Fianna Fáil figures have rejected calls from backbenchers to move against Micheál Martin, believing now is not the time. I suppose that's not the same as saying Micheál Martin is our great dear leader. They just are saying that they don't feel now is the time to oust him. The Taoiseach and his allies have pushed back against any perceived heave. Micheál Martin saying yesterday from Berlin he was in, "I do not in any shape or form feel under threat." Well, he might feel under threat if he reads the papers today, because he's still on the front pages. The Irish Times: Fianna Fáil TDs rally behind Martin. Momentum behind a challenge to Taoiseach Micheál Martin from his own party was faltering last night as Fianna Fáil ministers and TDs rallied behind him. So the Irish Times got on the phone, rang around TDs, and they spoke to 22 of the 48 Fianna Fáil TDs, and 22 responded with declarations of support for the Taoiseach. None, not one of the 22, said they would back a motion of no confidence in him. Now, that does leave 25 TDs who didn't answer the phone to the Irish Times, so they're not taking the opportunity to express support for their party leader. But of those who picked up the phone, all 22 saying that they wouldn't back a motion of no confidence in him. So it looks like Micheál Martin safe for now, but certainly a hairy week for him. Also on the front of the Irish Times, we have the positive news for your Friday morning that our electricity bills are going up from next month. Households could face higher electricity bills from May as the crisis in the Middle East continues. Irish families pay €1,700 a year on average for electricity, but senior industry figures believe they could start paying more in the coming weeks, because this is going to affect global energy markets. Obviously, the war between the US and Iran. And one source has told the Irish Times, really, you're looking at May or June for increases in retail electricity prices, and they're monitoring it on a daily basis. So that's something to look forward to next month. The Irish Sun: never forget, never forgive. The sister of a woman murdered by Frank McCann has told a parole hearing, "We cannot forget or forgive the evil he brought into our lives." This is Marion Leonard, who met with the parole board after McCann, who killed his wife Esther and their 18-month-old stepdaughter Jessica, made his latest bid for freedom, those deaths occurring in 1992. So the family have had now a meeting with the parole board there. Interesting, all the British papers going with Peter Mandelson and Keir Starmer on the front pages this morning. Just incredible, the story still has legs in it. So it now turns out that Peter Mandelson actually failed his security vetting clearance for the decision to take up the post as ambassador to the US, but that decision was overruled by the Foreign Office to make sure he could get the gig. And we all know what happened since. Mandelson was initially denied clearance in January 2025 after he was vetted, but already Keir Starmer had announced that Mandelson had got the job. So then it looks like the Foreign Office overruled the vetting using some special power and gave him the gig. And now all of the MPs in the UK are basically saying that we were lied to in Parliament. So that story's just going to run and run. Irish Daily Mail on the front page: fat jab at your door in 48 hours. A pharmacy chain here is offering a delivery of weight loss drugs to your door within 48 hours after you do an online medical consultation. This is Lloyd's Pharmacy, which will allow this delivery to happen after patients fill out a 5-minute questionnaire and prove their weight in a video reviewed by doctors before a prescription is issued. And the consultation with the online doctor will cost you €25, and then you have to click to say you understand that you could have side effects like nausea or vomiting, and that any treatment or advice is for my sole use only. And the pharmacy will prescribe and deliver it, but some experts are telling the Irish Daily Mail they're worried about this fast food model of fat jab delivery. Read more about that in the Mail. Irish Independent talks about the state of the Dáil. I don't know how you feel about the shouting and roaring in the Dáil. I don't love it, but it's not as bad as the House of Parliament across the water, where they all sound like sheep baaing behind the party leaders. Here, not as bad, but there is a bit of shouting and roaring. And the Social Democrats feel that it's particularly geared towards women. So the Social Democrats have lodged a formal complaint with the Crown Corla over a pattern of interruptions directed at female TDs. This was during the confidence motion on Tuesday, and the Social Democrats say that they're especially disappointed by the behaviour by members of Independent Ireland, whose actions contributed significantly to the disruption. They repeatedly shouted over women TDs from the government, the complaint from the Social Democrats says. Independent Ireland say that they categorically reject the baseless and politically motivated allegations of misogyny. So there's a row over a row, essentially, in Leinster House at the moment. This is going to be a big issue in the future, which is your holidays and jet fuel. I don't know if you heard this yesterday. All the papers, including the Mail, covering what could be a summer of travel chaos, because we could have a jet fuel crisis in Europe in 6 weeks' time. So this is the boss of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, who's warned that flights may soon be cancelled if oil supplies remain patchy. And he's saying that in the next 6 weeks, we could see flights in Europe cancelled. I think it was KLM cancelled a number of flights yesterday, and there are fears that more airlines are going to cancel because they don't have the jet fuels. That's something to watch. I have a holiday booked in May, early May, which I'm quite nervous about now, but I did check my travel insurance, and I'd advise you to check your insurance policy just in case we do have the summer of travel chaos that the papers are warning us about. Final story comes from The Sun, and we're talking plastic surgery this morning. Facelifts back in vogue, but people aren't going for bigger boobs and bums anymore. This is according to plastic surgeons. So there's a trend away now from exaggerated bodily curves like Kim Kardashian's frame. And new figures show the number of boob enlargements is down 9%. Reductions are up 2%. And also facelifts are up, so they're becoming increasingly popular. Also fat transfer, so getting your sort of lipo is down. I wonder, is that to do with the weight loss drugs? But I do know Botox is absolutely flying it as well, and fillers and all that stuff. So you can read more about that in The Sun. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide. We'll be right back.